Good morning. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. The very close race for Iowa's 2nd Congressional District has gotten even closer. Democrat Rita Hart has cut Republican Marionette Miller-Meek's lead to just 8 votes out of more than 394,000 cast, with recount boards in all but one of the district's 24 counties reporting the results of their recounts. On Wednesday, Hart netted 26 votes in Scott County and another 1 vote in Jasper County after their recount boards adjourned. Clinton County's recount board will meet on Saturday to finish reviewing about 5,000 absentee ballots. Well, the newest White House Coronavirus Task Force report notes that Iowa has seen a decrease in new cases and test positivity rates. But as Natalie Krebs reports, the state of Iowa still continues to have some of the highest numbers in the country.
The report is dated Sunday and was released by the State Department of Public Health Tuesday. It found the rate of new infections dropped 12% in Iowa last week. But with a rate of 875 new cases per 100,000 residents, the state still had a rate more than double the national average. Its test positivity rate was 22%, the third highest rate in the country, and it found 99% of Iowa's counties had high levels of community spread. The report says the surge in cases can only be interrupted through proactive, focused testing of asymptomatic and pre-symptomatic people, and through significant behavioral changes. This includes wearing a mask at all times in public and while interacting with those outside of your immediate household. I'm Natalie Krebs, Iowa Public Radio News.
New incentives may entice people to work at the Thompson Prison in Northwest Illinois. The U.S. Bureau of Prisons has approved a 25% relocation and recruitment incentive for all departments at the prison. It'll be available to new employees at the agency and existing employees who choose to transfer to Thompson. The bonus requires a service commitment, which includes 1 year for recruitment and 2 years for relocation. Illinois U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth says low staffing at the Thompson Prison has led to long hours and overworked staff. Well, the Illinois Attorney General's Office says parents should be aware of unsafe toys while they're shopping for the holidays. Chase Cavanaugh has more.
Every year, Kwame Raoul's office puts together a safe shopping guide. It highlights toys and other children's products that have been recalled over the past year by the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Raoul says just because these products aren't supposed to be on shelves doesn't mean parents shouldn't be vigilant.
But people should check the guide nonetheless before shopping in order to avoid purchasing any of these items secondhand, and certainly online.
Items were recalled for a variety of reasons, including choking hazards, lead paint, and flammability. You can find the full guide at the Attorney General's website. I'm Chase Cavanaugh.
State officials in Illinois say fraudulent unemployment claims have soared in the state as scammers direct jobless benefits to their own accounts at a time when record numbers of residents have sought relief due to the pandemic. Acting Director Kristen Richard says the Illinois Department of Employment Security is, in her words, experiencing fraud in an order of magnitude we've never seen before. The Chicago Tribune reports the agency says more than 212,000 fraudulent claims for unemployment benefits have been filed with the state since March 1st. About 169,000 of those claims were filed under a federal program tied to coronavirus relief. And a state agency is launching a 1-year study on gambling addiction in Illinois, including available treatment. Results from the report will be used by the Illinois Department of Human Services to help set policies to help prevent problem gambling and increase access to treatment and services. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.